Hello.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Okay, good.
I want to tell you about Mr. Smiles.
Or get help with Mr. Smiles.
I don't know.
Please put any advice you have in the chat.
Okay.
Share if you can as well, please. I really need help.
I asked my dad about Mr. Smiles and he just laughed.
Dad's friendly with all the police in town because they come into our pub on their days off. So I thought he might know something. But he just laughed.
I'd heard all the rumors online. And I guess I wanted some kind of reassurance.
People had been talking about Mr. Smiles. The weird videos he'd send and how people disappeared after watching them. So I asked my dad.
Don't worry, Nikki, he said with a grin. It's all a hoax or something.
I asked him again tonight and his face went pale. He started to cry, demanding to see my phone, making me promise not to watch the video. But it was too late.
You get a message on your phone.
There's no number, no way to reply. The contact name just says, Mr. Smiles.
So you click it, right?
It's a video of this guy, smiling at you. Right at you, like he knows you're watching. He doesn't make a sound. He doesn't move. He just stares and he smiles. He looks like a regular guy. There's nothing creepy about him, except the way he stares. It starts to feel uncomfortable, because he won't stop staring, and you feel a little uneasy. But for some reason, you just can't look away. Then he moves. Not much, just a little. He shifts in his seat, and you can see that out of view of the camera, his hands are moving, but he's still staring at you, smiling, and you're staring back, wondering what the hell it all means. He slowly begins to lift a piece of paper into shot, and for a second, you don't focus on it because you're still transfixed on his smile. But then you look down, and you read the messy scrawl across the paper.
Can I come over tomorrow?
He waits for a response. I've looked it up. Some people just didn't say anything for a few minutes. I even heard of one girl who closed the video, locked her phone and didn't look at it for a few hours, but when she opened it, he was still there, staring, smiling and waiting for an answer to his question. She tried to delete the video but it kept reappearing. She reset her phone and when she rebooted it, the video was still there. She borrowed her sister's phone and it instantly got a message from him. No matter what she did, or what any of them did, he'd always wait until they answered, so eventually, she answered.
So did I.
I told him no, obviously, and his smile vanished. He scowled down the camera, his face scrunched up as he reached for a pen and began scribbling on the other side of the paper, a frustrated sigh escaping his lips and quickly becoming a snarl. I couldn't tell if I was imagining it, but his face seemed to be changing. His teeth, bared as he snarled, seemed sharper than before, and when he looked up at the camera, ready to present his message, his eyes seemed glazed, as if the whites were taking over the irises. It didn't make sense, but the more I looked, the clearer it seemed that something was wrong with his face.
Are you sure I can't come over?
I read the words back a few times in my head before nodding, anxiety burrowing into my stomach and filling it with dread. He threw the pen and paper off camera and glared at me, his eyes seeming to glow as he raised his head, his sharp teeth on full display. I couldn't take my eyes away from him, even though he frightened me. It was something about the way that he stared, as if he was right there with me. I wanted it to be a hoax, or a prank, just like my dad had said. But what Mr. Smiles did next made me so sure that it was real, and that I was about to discover what everybody else who'd seen the video knew. He leaned closer to the camera, staring right down the lens. His eyes now a solid white and his skin pale and rough.
I'm coming over tomorrow night, Nikki.
He whispered, in a voice that sent shivers down my spine. And then, the screen went black, and the video ended. It's been a few hours. My dad called the police,
and they've said they'll have an officer outside tonight. But I don't think it will be enough. I can't explain why, but I just know he's coming. Not tonight, of course, but tomorrow night, like he said. I don't know what he wants, or what he'll do, but as impossible as it sounds, I know he's still watching me.
Nikki was a nice girl. She wanted to play. She wouldn't tell a soul, of course, but I could see the truth. She was a nice girl, and she wanted to play. I like nice girls, and I like nice boys. They're so much fun to play with, and Nikki is so much fun. In fact, I think that I'd say she is my very best friend. Have you ever met somebody that you knew right away would be your very best friend? That's how I felt when I met Nikki. I met her a long time before she realized that we would be friends and that we would play. Of course, that is always how these things go, but I saw her and I just knew that one day she would want to play. She didn't want to play at first. I asked to come over and she said no. But I knew deep down, I knew that she wanted to play. So I asked her again. She was shy, I suppose. So she said no. Again. And that was when I started to get angry. I always know, you see. I know that my friends want to play. They want to smile. They want to be a part of the game forever, and sometimes they just need a little persuading. I don't mind, I suppose, but all that wasted time, all the dealing and all the dallying means we have less time for games, and that's no fun at all. Nikki's house had such a pretty garden. You might have seen it on the news. There were roses lining the pathway up to her house, and I picked a few to give to her. They were splashed a little with the blood of that silly police officer, but both blood and a rose is red, so I was sure that she would notice. All the roses that were left, they got trampled by journalists in the weeks after the game. They all wanted to know her secrets, but the truth is, they could not have ever understood her secrets, or her truth, not like I can. You see, that's my gift. I had told her that I'd be coming over, but I think that a part of her thought that I shouldn't. Nevertheless, I knocked at the door. I jammed my finger against the bell, and though I could see her through the frosted glass of the door, and even through the gaps between the curtains she hadn't closed all the way, she hid behind the couch with her cowering parents punching 999 into their phones so that somebody would come. But nobody came, so I knocked again. I tried not to be offended, but Nikki was beginning to make it difficult. She was a nice girl, but she wasn't being very nice to me. She wanted to play. I could feel it. This was just hide and seek. But with a door between us, the game wasn't fair. So I raised up my axe and I made things even. I watched her run towards the back of the house, fiddling with the keys at the back door as I dragged my axe along the hallway carpet, slowing to give her a little bit of a head start on finding a new hiding place. I like to play fair. She made it out of the door with her parents trailing behind her, and I watched them across the garden towards the fence, each helping each other. But it was just another obstacle. Just a fun little addition to the game, so I didn't mind at all. I made it through the fence, swinging and smiling with my trusty axe in tow, and then I gave chase through each of the gardens on their street. It was so fun. Up the fences we'd go, down onto the soft grass, across the garden, and then back up and down the fences. It was such fun. I could tell, though, that Nikki and her family were getting worn out. And as they struggled over the last fence and out onto the street, I could see that they were struggling, so I held back, hiding in the shadows and listening to them run away. I gave them a few minutes. A few minutes before I found them again, but I hung back, hiding behind cars and in bushes as they found a police officer in the street and made their way down to the station, telling them all about me. I followed in a taxi, my axe underneath the driver's seat with the driver's hand, and through the back window of the police car, I could see Nikki. She didn't see me, sitting with her head on her father's shoulders, but I could see her. And that's how I knew that our game was still afoot. She was playing, you see, pretending to be tired as if she didn't want to play, but I knew that we were playing a little game of tag, and I was it. I followed her into town, pulling up next to the officer's car at a set of traffic lights so I could pull him into the game. I had no idea that he would put up such a fight as I reached into the window and dragged him out through the broken glass. They all screamed in delight from the back of the car, and if I really focused my mind, I could feel their smiles. The officer fell from my hands and I pulled the door of the car open, wiping his blood on my jumper before I held open the door for Nikki. She just stared from the back seat, her parents pushing in front of her to try and keep us apart, but I could see her. I could see her smile. I could see how much she wanted to be part of the game. You see, that's my gift. They call me Mr. Smiles, but I do more than smile. I see the secrets everybody holds. If I come to visit, then I only come with the truth you've already told me. If I come to visit, then it's only because you've invited me. You might say no, but I can see your smile, even when nobody else can, and I know exactly what it means. Nikki smiled like nobody I've ever seen before. Her tears traced down her face, but there was a secret smile, so bright, beaming like a blinding sun, hiding and waiting for the seeker to see it, and I did. Reaching into the back seat of the car, I pulled her to her feet,
pushing her parents back into the car, clutching her to my chest as she began to struggle. Another little game of hers, and my axe kept her parents at bay before we headed away into the darkness of the night to play a game. I took her to my hiding place, where nobody could interrupt, and I had to take her phone away, of course, because I wanted all of our games to be fair. It turned out that she had written a post online about me and all of my video invitations. Many people have, I've discovered, so hello to all of my friends around the world. I thought I'd write my own little post, so here we are, this is your update. Nikki had nothing to fear, and you don't either. We're just going to play. The trouble is, though, she wants to play, sometimes. But sometimes I just can't get Nikki to join in with our games, so would you like to play? She bumped her head, so she's feeling a little under the weather. Would you like to play in her place for a while? Oh, I think that you would. I can see it in your smile.
Welcome to Spooky Season.